This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Our third guest today is Monica Stone, and she is with the South Africa Project.info is the website that you will want to visit. I will put that in the chat room. Thus far, and I just talked to her yesterday via email. But she doesn't seem to be on Skype, so I don't know that we have her available, so we will open the phone lines and take some calls about the last two guests or about anything that you would care to talk about, and I'm going to email Monica and ask her, where are you? Because she's not live on Skype. So let me just multitask here. Because there is obviously a big time difference. So as I mentioned, we will take callers and we can talk about anything that you wish to talk about. We can talk about news that has happened this week. We can talk about, well, anything you want to talk about. We could talk about the Lenny Posner verdict. We can talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Meanwhile, I'm typing an email to Monica, and saying, trying to Skype you, where are you? And as I said, we talked yesterday, and she is aware that we do have a time difference. So anyway, we will open the phone lines for your phone calls, and you can talk about anything that you wish. Have you got her yet? Nope, she's not online. Okay, our very wonderful producer said she's not online. You know, it's very, I just want to say how grateful I am to have a program on RBN. I've had this program, well, October is my month. I started in October of 2010, so I guess I'm heading up to 9 years on RBN, and it has been a very interesting journey. I've talked to some of the most wonderful, incredible people. Well, there is somebody here, but she's not, okay. She's on Skype one. She is on this call. I see her there, two of three in the call. Is she with us or no? It says show participants. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. And I just emailed her. But anyway, I celebrate my 9 years this month, and I love the person who produces our program on Saturday, our producer. He just always has wonderful comments to make. And I appreciate all of the people associated with RBN, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I have to have a program. Excuse me. I do have health issues. I'm sure most of you are aware that I do. And anyway, if some of the people in the chat room would like to call in, or anyone out there in the listening audience would like to call in and talk about anything that you wish to talk about, my books, my articles, whatever you wish to talk about, it's open season. The last guest and I were talking about socialism, and I think we probably had some different views, and that is okay. That's what makes the world go around. Okay. She said she's here. okay, so she says she's here, and I'm telling her, you have to be online so that our producer may connect you to the program. Okay. She did email me back. So hopefully okay, she's online. Thank goodness, because I don't think my voice could manage an hour. Seriously. Okay, Monica, are you there? Nothing like dead air on a radio program, right? Now, Monica, are you there? Nope. I'm not sure what to say about that, because she says she's there. I will email her back and say the producer is attempting to connect you, and you are not connected. Okay. 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 I told her that All righty, that you well, I don't I'm not sure what to say about this. Wow, okay. I hope that she will connect or do whatever it is she needs to do. So,
good evening. Oh,
there you are.
Oh, I'm telling you.
The last Monica Stone.
Yes.
So, I'm not going to ask what happened.
Well, I can't answer you.
Okay.
It's Africa. It's Africa. That's I can answer you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're associated with SouthAfricaProject.info, and so, And I have that website up. And what is going on? And this Boer thing started not recently, but actually quite a while ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And it's a very sad thing. So tell us what the project is about. Tell us what you're defending the legacy. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, what I'm trying to do, Diana, is to send out the message of what's happening in South Africa. And we go back into history, as you've read in some of the articles there. It's history and why and what and whom and the treason and all the shenanigans. And I think the world needs to know. Well, most of all, of course, my own people who are so ignorant, I have no clue of what they've been dealt with. And they still don't understand it. I think the Americans the same way. So this is why we started South Africa Project. And out of that, we started Living Waters Foundation to try and help the people in the victim camps. I don't like calling them squatter camps because they're victim camps. And why I'm saying this, it's just the continuation of the Anglo-Boer War. All the attacks on the Boer people are all the same as what the British did to us since 1899 or even before. You know, in the book, the secret history of the old South African Republic,
right?
Abercrombie stated very clearly in 1894 that we'll have to defeat the Boers because the Boers will fight with the Germans. So they already planned the First World War 20 years before, but they had to defeat the Boers. But they thought it'll be a couple of weeks, but it took a couple of years. And so this is now just a continuation of the attacking against the language, against the Afrikaners per se, and killing off the Boers, getting them off the land like they did with the Anglo-Boer War, burning down the homesteads and taking the women to the camps. And this is why I call it the victim camps, because it's just the same. It's only we don't have a British soldier at the gate. We have poverty and no hope. And this is why we have to educate our people why things are happening and maybe try and find a solution. That's very difficult because we have such a terrible, terrible enemy out there. We're sinking deeper and deeper into communism. Not a lot of people do understand that, but I think South Africa Project is very important in that. And I know, without bragging about it, that we have information on there that you can't get anywhere else but on South Africa Project. So I'm asking people to just go on there and start reading. Maybe world politics will fall into place for you. I think so. I understood it better after I started reading all the old articles of Ivar Benson and all those people who fought for so many years, who died a couple of years ago, some of them a long time ago. And I'm still finding some more information. And so this is what we're trying to do. South Africa Project is, in my eyes, very important to educate, to inform, and to give hope. This is what we need most of all, is to get the faith back and to get the inner strength back, because I see it in the people, in the faces, the angst. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand it. You know, it's interesting now, mentioning this is just besides the point now, but I went down to Cape Town to talk at a meeting there, and in front of me was an Indian. And he looked at me and he said, maybe you can help me with the translation of the word anxiety, which doesn't describe on what I read in people's faces. I said, you mean angst. He said, yes, that's what I mean. He said, I've been thinking of Martin Luther, the reformer, the angst he had that he's doing the right thing and following the correct path. And I think this is what our people are struggling with. They don't know which path to take. And this is what we're trying to do in my own little small way, trying to explain that, and to give them hope. This is what we need. We can't lose the hope. Then everything's gone and everything is over with.
Right. So we're talking about, and I'm looking at the photo, which is actually a movie, a video. 11 farm attacks in 100 hours.
Yeah.
South Africa descending into chaos.
Yes.
And this is so disturbing. The things that you've listed here are just so disturbing. And apartheid benefited white South Africans at the cost of all others. And you say, oh, really? Whose reality is that? Let us put it to the test. And then you have a lot of facts and figures and who's paying for... Oh, it's amazing just to go through this list and to see the slaughter and who's behind the slaughter and why it's happening. And this is not something you're going to find on the evening news.
No. No, it's not even on the news here. They're not allowed to tell the people what's going on. There's nothing.
Really?
We have people who's monitoring it, and this is how we get the facts and figures, and this is the only way, because we're not going to get it on the evening news or any news, because it's against government policy, because it's sending out the wrong message. They want money from overseas, and they want to keep on going, doing whatever, taking the farms from the farmers without compensation. And Diana, the sad part of it all is I'm not now belittling the murders of the Boers. It's just something too terrible. But they don't mention the other 70,000 whites who have been slaughtered already. I mean, more black people died than who died in your Vietnam War. And this is, they don't call it war because they don't wear uniforms, and they don't go traveling in tanks or flying sorties. It's they go with machetes and kill people. And I can tell you what they did to my cousin. They beat her husband while he was in the warehouse on their farm. She didn't know, she was busy in the house, and then all of a sudden, 6 of them were there. They burned her with an iron in her face, tried to push boiling water down her throat.
Oh my gosh.
And then they picked her up and they burned her bottom over a gas stove.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they left them for dead. She spent a month in hospital. They had to give her an anesthetic every time they removed the bandages. It was so bad. But she's such a warrior. She's such a wonderful person. She bounced back. She's running the marathon. She's doing very well. She always ran the marathon. And that keeps her going. But last year, she got a notice from the court that these 6 perpetrators, or murderers in actual fact, really are so sorry what they've done. And
they in prison?
Oh, yes, they caught them all. They caught them all. Mm-hmm. It's the only case in South Africa that is assault and premeditated murder that wasn't so successful. Thank God they're both okay, but they're not okay. What can I tell you? But anyway, so they let her know to appear in court again because the social worker said that they're such model prisoners and they want to release them after 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not the end of the story. The rest of the story is that she had to appear in court again. And then the prosecutor asked her if she forgave them, and she said yes. And I will not fight with her about that, but I cannot forgive. Because if you forgive, you condone the deed, and we cannot condone the deed. So there's no forgiveness in what they're doing. So we can forgive them all for the 70,000 of my people that they've slaughtered so far. And then the prosecutor asked her, "Don't you feel any remorse?" Yes.
And no. Right.
You know, so I said to her, "Did what?" She said, "Yes." I said, "You must feel remorse about what? They stole your stuff. They nearly killed you. They burned you over a gas stove." Yes. So it goes on and on and on. Now, I went to the funeral of Bram Lichner. He was shot with a shotgun twice, 4 years ago. And he was in hospital. His son, he just yelled at his wife to run because he understands the language and he heard the one. Three of them turned up there. To attack them, and he yelled at his wife and he said start running because they wanted to rape his wife. This is what they usually do. And she just ran, and they shot him, and his son of 12 years old tried to stop the bleeding with towels that he could find. Anyway, he was in hospital for a long, long time, and he lost the one leg, and then he lost the other leg, and then he got osteomyelitis. Mm. Yes. And they amputated these legs in the hip. Both legs.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So and the wound wouldn't heal. It was I really don't know how wide or how long it was, but it's about 3 by 3 inches long. And every time his wife will clean it, pieces of bone will come out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you look into it, you could see his prostate and his intestines.
Oh, my gosh.
It took him 3 years to die. 3 years to die. He had the most horrible, horrible... I don't know even how to tell you. And I mean, he was in hospital, say, 2 months ago. I lose track of time. But anyway, they didn't give him morphine. He was, of course, in terrible, terrible pain because this wound wouldn't heal. It was open. There was no flesh. The flesh was rotten. It was green. The stench was unbelievable. And... They gave him Tylenol, something similar to Tylenol.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, so he said he wanted to go home. And then a friend of mine, Lizelle, oh, my, what an angel. She started taking care through Living Waters, helping. And she got him a morphine, and hospice took over. And he passed away Saturday, a week ago, and we buried him on Friday.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, this is two survivor stories I can tell you, but I mean, now it sounds maybe like a paradox or if I sound hard or whatever, but those people who died are the lucky ones. I hope I hope your listeners and you understand what I'm trying to say. Because how many of them are still suffering of wounds, or, well, all of them have trauma. You can't just get over it. I mean, Ram's wife is petrified. The three, they haven't been caught yet.
Oh, my heavens.
Are petrified that they will recognize her. And then rape her. So this is what we're trying to do with South Africa Project and Living Waters Foundation, is to help people like that and help our babies and just help our people who need food for the soul, food for the stomach, food for hope, food for just don't lose the faith. It's very difficult here. It's very, very difficult. Me personally will go into depression, and I'll just burst out in tears because I just see the suffering all the time, because I'm working with it every day. Go to the camps and you see those empty eyes just look at you, and they hope somebody will bring food or somebody will give them something to wear. And we have a million whites in victim camps.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And then we don't count people living, you know, behind a house or wherever that we don't even know about. And there is no hope. They've got this BBEE, well, black, broad black employment, equal opportunity. It's like your affirmative action. And I mean, they really need affirmative action with...
For the white people.
No, for the blacks. We've got 80 million of them here, 4.5 million whites. So it's only for the blacks that you...
But what I'm saying is that they need something for the whites.
Yeah, they need some. Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
But there is no, like the people where I'm staying, that the son is 45. He lost his job in May. He applied for 1,000 positions. 1,000. He hasn't even, because he's got no chance. He's white. He's 45. He's over the age limit, and forget it.
Oh, my gosh. How could this happen? This is beyond anything that one can even imagine.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and you know, then we had the march against white genocide in Washington D.C.
Right.
In 2012. Was interesting that the right wing groups were invited, and everybody promised, and in the end, 14 of us marched, and I was the only woman.
Oh my goodness. 14?
Yeah. 14 in Washington, D.C. Yes, the police were really, really nice. They really protected us against the mobs that they brought in from New York. They were spitting, they were yelling.
Who brought in mobs from New York?
I wish I can answer you, but all of a sudden they were just there. And afterwards, I heard somebody told me that they brought them in with the busloads.
Oh, they were screaming and yelling.
Yeah, there was this one guy. It's I'm sort of amused if I think about it, but then I can just shake my head because people are so stupid. He was about 18 years old, and he came up into my face and he said to me, "You are complaining about the white genocide in South Africa. What about the 18 million Jews who were killed in the United States?"
There's never been 18 million. There's, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
That's the height of stupidity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
You know, one of the guys just wanted to hammer. I said, you know, why do you want to just hammer an idiot? Really, a stupid remark like that. And one I'm telling you, I think one of my most wonderful experiences, walking down the streets. I was so tired, but I was so blessed to do that. It was the first march against the white genocide. And afterwards, Mara said to me, you know, I looked at the people hanging over the balconies and I thought, they're going to kill you.
Wow. Okay, Monica, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts.
All righty, we are back. Our third guest today is Monica Stone. And she is with South Africa Project.info/WP. I'll post that again in the chat room so that people can visit. And we often feel sorry for ourselves for what, compared to what you're dealing with, a comparatively insignificant situations. I just cannot imagine living in those conditions. Our very astute producer said, if we need immigrants, we should take them from the persecuted South Africa. And as I said, the producer of this program is incredibly bright and offers much to a lot of conversations. I'm just appalled at what you're saying. And it started. This isn't just something that just started. This has been an ongoing situation. And I just can't tell you how deeply sorry I am. That this is going on, and that we don't hear anything about it, and that it is covered up by our news media. And yes,
absolutely. Yes, I don't know if that's already on our website, but a final revision is the article. I'll send it to you after we finished here.
Okay.
It's an article written by Stephen Goodson, and he's explaining.
Oh, I love Stephen Goodson.
You love him? Oh, isn't he a great guy? Oh,
well,
my goodness.
He passed away. Or was murdered.
He did. And you know what's so really interesting? While he was in hospital, he was frantic. He was frantic to get out of hospital. He said, they're killing me here. They're going to kill me here.
I think they murdered him.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I had him on the program a couple of times, and I do believe that he was murdered.
Yeah, so on. What a great guy. But anyway, this is the final revision. He explains how they changed our history books. And I mean, you know, the victor always tells the history.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. How they changed it. And then now this is interesting, where he said in 1949, they had an agreement that the Allies will keep a hold over all media up to the year 2099.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you understand what. When I read that, I thought, aha, there the light goes on.
Yes.
It's only propaganda. What they put on the news is to push people in a direction of change
ignorance.
Perception that Russia is now the fall guy, and now Russia is horrible, and then the next day it'll be China, and then the next day it'll be Iran or whatever. And how they push the people into thinking this and this and completely scramble their brains. Don't understand anything because we don't learn history, because that's been changed.
Yes. I just cannot imagine. I just cannot imagine. And the fact that it isn't reported in the news. And of course, we only have 5 news outlets here in this country, and I'm sure it's the same there. You have very limited number of places where people can get information, and probably a lot of people in the country don't have a clue about what's going on. Ignorance is a terrible thing, a terrible foe that we all live with. Then the people with the truth are usually done away with. Like Stephen.
Like Stephen, absolutely. And how many others we don't even know.
Right.
He was really, really a great guy, and he knew what he was talking about. So, this is what they do. It was really the bomb attacks and blah, blah, blah for since the 60s, really. But it escalated, of course, after 1994, because we have now the full-blown ANC communist government took over, and it was just handed to them on a platter. So this the treason is running so deep amongst our own, and this is the saddest part of it all. Too many traitors. Interesting that they're talking about now getting information out. Craig Montgomery, the Hawk, he made a video, a YouTube video about the murders here with the pictures and so forth. It wasn't on the mainstream before they did, maybe 2 hours it was taken off.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said, if they take it off, send me an email and I send it back. I'll send you one. And I sent him an email. I said, please send it to me again. And he did. And it's taken off.
Wow.
taken off. It's I must be so careful what I'm saying if you talk about certain other things.
Oh, please, you know, by all means, I don't want anything to happen to you. I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, I said the other day, Diana, we don't know this. Begging on the corner of the street, be they white, be they black, brown, purple or yellow. It wasn't the case. Everybody had a house. Everybody had a job.
Sure.
And their children could play in the streets and they were safe. Now they're not safe anymore. The children are being attacked. The South African black children are being attacked by the foreigners. Zimbabweans, Mozambicans or Malawians. I mean, we have blacks here from Mali. I mean, explain that to me. How on earth did they get here? Mali is next to Egypt. We're on the south part of it, completely south, and they completely north. How do they get here if it's not by design?
Oh, it's all by design. What is happening to you is totally by design, and what is happening in each nation is totally by design. It isn't just things that happen in a normal, natural way. Our culture is completely manipulated by the news. It's manipulated by the powers that be, manipulated by the corporations, and the populations are kept ignorant while their culture is being destroyed. Their birthrights, their God-given rights. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you believe, the loving intelligence, whatever you believe in, is being stripped from us each and every day. It is appalling, and I'm just so sorry.
And I can hear the compassion in your voice, and I just want to say thank you for helping my people by spreading the truth, because we're so isolated here. We've been isolated for so many years, and I mean, we've been accused of such a lot of stuff. And it's very interesting how they talk about colonialism and blah, blah, blah here. And, you know, South Africa was under England till up to 1961.
Right.
When we became only a republic. And we really had 5 years of absolute freedom and growth that you cannot believe. Unbelievable. And, I mean, the hospital in Johannesburg, it's now the Chris Hani Hospital, used to be called the Baragwana Hospital, was the best hospital in the Southern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And now, nothing. Nothing.
What happened to it? It just...
Well, everything is just collapsing. Everything is just collapsing. I mean, if you want to go to a government hospital, a state hospital, you've got to go there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully they will help you before they close up at 5. And then you go back in the next morning and the next
morning.
Oh,
my gosh.
And I heard that some of these hospitals for a knee
replacement,
yes. You wait 3 years. A hip replacement, you'll wait 5.
Socialized medicine, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I had problems with my eyes, and I had to get certain injections. I had to wait 6 months to get the medicine because it wasn't available.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, before 1994, we could travel to certain countries without a visa. Now we need a visa for every country. But we are now politically correct, and we are now accepted in the world. But why this then? I do not understand.
Oh, it is. I'm just appalled. And angry.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get so angry. I get so angry. I listened to a guy 2 days ago. He made a video. Well, it's not available in English, but he's speaking in Afrikaans, and he was now stabbed once in his arm, and he was stabbed in his chest, and they tried to hijack his car four times. And he said, I am so angry, and I'm so tired of it. And he showed his gun. He said, I've got the Glock, and I cannot shoot. I can't defend myself. If you dare do that, you go to prison. Because they just want your car, so give it to them.
So even if you have a gun there, you can't use it?
No.
To defend your life?
Yeah. You can't use it. You've got to prove beyond doubt, and then, and I mean, it's how do you prove it? And I mean, how long will the cult case go? I mean, it's a friend of mine had to take his daughter to. She's got a case against her ex-husband, and they went to the Supreme Court. They were there at 7 o'clock in the morning. The line was 1.5 blocks long to get into the court for hearings for that day. And eventually at 3 o'clock they said, well, you know, it's too late now, you can come back tomorrow.
Wow.
So, I mean, God forbid you land into prison, and this is what's going to happen. Postpone, because they're too busy handling all the cases. I mean, how do they do it with how many murders a day, if they catch them?
Wow. This is so appalling. I must admit I was feeling sorry for myself earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, listening to what you're saying and trying to envision it is beyond what I can imagine. You cannot say, well, everybody just should leave. It's not that simple to pull up roots and leave the country that you're born in, the country that your ancestors were born in. It's just not that easy, and just escaping is not even a possibility.
No, and then you have the problem of getting a visa.
Right.
Well, in my case, when I emigrated in 2000 to the United States, the consul was yelling at me. He said, we don't want you there. He said, you can stay and your husband can go back and you can
wait. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. And I looked at him and I thought, I will not show you that I'm so angry. I said, oh, that's okay. And I looked at my husband, and he was a cripple. He was walking with a cane. He had 2 back operations, and he was very, you know, advanced in age, much older than me. And I said to him, well, I'm sorry, Jim, I'm divorcing you. So his mouth fell open, and the consul said, why would you do that? I said, well, you want to send him back there. He needs my help. So he can be dead in 2 years. So why do I struggle then, and why would I worry? I want a divorce. And then he made the remark, he said, I can't understand it, but my personnel really likes you, so I give it to you under duress. So we put the stamp in my passport, and that was 4 o'clock the afternoon. That night, 9 o'clock, we flew to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I mean, this is not the first time. The first time I went over to the States was in 93, was the same story. I had to go 3 times for an interview. And then the consul was yelling, and she said, but Who's going to take care of your mother's cows? Diana, they even knew my mother had cows. We had a farm. Who's going to die sick? But I don't take care of the cows anyway.
Right.
No, you can come back at a later time. Yeah, 3 times I went.
Oh my gosh.
And then I got it. So this is just my story. I don't know other people. But of course, I've been an activist my whole life, so that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There was a British girl. Sorry, I interrupted you. A British girl there that I applied for a visa, and they refused it. She got so mad, she started throwing the chairs around, so she wanted to smash the bulletproof glass.
Wow. Okay, Monica, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our third guest today is Monica Stone, and she is with SouthAfricaProject.info/WP. How did they take over the country in such a way? And how did they do this?
Well, they did it by lying. I mean, it's like the last president F.W. de Klerk, the white president, said, not in our lifetime we will allow a communist to take over. And just trust us. And the people did.
Wow.
This is the problem. Because they don't have the... They don't have the knowledge and they don't have the means to get the truth. Just by pacifying them and then giving it away. I can tell you some incidents. They did the negotiations at the World Trade Center at the airport in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. It's not far from where I live. And we went there one day when the AWB had made a sort of a Panzerwagen and went through the glass. They really smashed the glass. Oh, my goodness, it just came down like diamonds. And then we were about maybe 2,000, 3,000 people there protesting. Mm-hmm. And then this woman behind me said, Christians, don't do this. We can't do that. It's uncivilized. So I said, well, you know, this is the problem. We're too civilized.
Right.
We think we can sit and talk around a table to people who do not have the same vision as you. This new president, Ramaphosa, said in his book that he will completely destroy South Africa and then build it up like he wants it, because he will show the world that communism, where it didn't work in any other country, is going to work here.
Wow.
So that's what they're doing. I mean, they're burning. They rioted in Pretoria, the central business district, for 5 days, from Monday to Friday. And I'm telling you, when they're rioting, they're burning. They're smashing the windows. They're stealing. They're looting. Warehouses have been looted. There's nothing left. They just go in there and clean it out. They burn trucks along the road. I mean, they'll be on a bridge and just drop bricks down or a big rock and smash the windshield, and the driver will lose control. Then they kill him and just loot the truck and burn it.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
It leaves you speechless. And you know, I have a slogan that this old man told me. He was in the intern camp during the Second World War, because he was against the war, didn't mm-hmm. want to fight against Germany. And he said to me, he wrote to his wife, "What I want to say, I cannot say. What I cannot say, I want to say."
Yes. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Thank you for being on the program. And please keep in touch.
I will. And bless you too. Be safe. And God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Yes. And God bless you too. And
thank
your
you.
People. I am so sorry.
Just keep us all in prayer, Diana. I thank you.
I will. I really will. Thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. Because you can handle the truth.